Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, hi, hi. Let me see if we're live. We are live. Okay, so today we're going to talk about a very specific topic, and that is student debt, debt forgiveness, economics, and the Jubilee. Vox Day did an excellent job talking about this yesterday on his dark stream. But I was hoping I could add my rhetorical touches to the argument so that I could potentially reach a more broad amount of people. Because, guys, this is, like, you know how I'm guessing everybody here knows abortion is wrong? This is that level of obvious once you see it. And if you never see it, that means you're either, like, fungus dumb or evil. You know, I saw Shapiro and Jeremy Boring tweeting about debt. I'm just going to right now say I believe completely in college debt forgiveness. Well, Donald Trump says that, yeah, the accountability. Donald Trump has declared bankruptcy 3 times, and it was because he was building towers of gold. Our children were groomed from a very young age to think that going to college would help them get a family and a good job by everyone they trusted. It was a scam. It took away their ability to have families. In fact, it put women out of the family world from 18 to 22, four of their most fertile years where they could have had 3 kids and a family. Instead, they get unpayable debt. And then when replacement demographics amongst Americans drops to 1.7, and you have to import a ton of Guatemalans to keep the whole system going, and you wonder why, it's because you have allowed some very evil people to put your children in indentured servitude that will never be paid. I know I have a lot of people in other countries who, are you some kind of socialist? The current debt system is socialism. The government holds the notes on your kids and they can't declare bankruptcy on it. Do you simple-minded, dumb retards understand what that means? That's socialism. They're owned. They can't pay it back because the jobs are gone. Obama, see, this is the thing. This is a bipartisan concept. Bernie Sanders has recently said that he's about college debt forgiveness, which I am as well. And when I said that, people said, oh, when you become a socialist. Bernie Sanders is a sick-minded, feeble old Jewish socialist that has no business being anywhere near any office in America, let alone president. That being said, he's absolutely right. Much like Ilhan Omar, someone who when she swears on the Bible, she can laugh out loud because she doesn't believe in the Bible. So oaths mean nothing to her. She most likely married her brother for immigration status. But when she pointed out that the Jews own our Congress, everyone freaked out. And then I said, yeah, they do. And people said, oh, so you support the Ilhan Omar? And I said, no, I don't. She's just right about that. And Bernie Sanders is absolutely right about debt forgiveness. And I do understand that there are a lot of people that are very, very tribal, kind of like goats in a pen. You know, certain types of goats and certain types of chickens have to stay in a little area or they start losing their mind. And so when I agree with Bernie Sanders, people say, guys, there's truth and there's non-truth. Donald Trump has declared bankruptcy 3 times. He should be worth less. I'm more for forcing Donald Trump to pay back his debt because his debt was about becoming a billionaire and he was creating golden towers of wealth and he misstepped and his debt was forgiven. Your children believed you when you told them that they should go to college to get families and a good job. They graduated realizing that it was a confidence scheme because there was a trust scam. They trusted their authority figures and they wanted to do the right thing. It was not about greed or lust or sloth. They did what they thought was right. And now they're in an unpayable debt. They don't have as much of a chance of having a family. And they can no longer contribute into the economy. Your greed, and I'm about to play the boomer sketch because a lot of the people in other countries don't understand the vile nature of the American baby boomer. It's okay. Imagine a fire breaks out in your apartment building and you share a wall with your neighbor and the firefighters come and you step out in the hall and you say, "Hey, that is my tax money. My neighbor falls asleep smoking cigarettes all the time, and it's about time that he sees what happens." Okay, what happens next? The fire spreads to your wall, and then you burn to death. When you have over $1 trillion of debt in a group, and your posterity, your American lineage, your children that can't buy a house, can't buy a car, can't get a job, can't have a family, A, they're absolutely correct becoming socialists because they have nothing to lose. B, your stupid, bloated, overpriced house, no one will ever buy. And you will, you know, within the next 10 to 15 years, your baby boomer wealth will become worth toilet paper because you didn't support your kids. You didn't forgive debt. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That's biblical, guys. This is a Christian thought. Every 7 years, there's a jubilee to forgive the debts. Why? Because it's good for both parties. If you don't forgive these debts, they will kill the debtors. This has happened for thousands of years. This is not new. There's not new under the sun. And I am very suspicious of a lot of these Christians that are motivated by the greed of money. It says in the Bible that the love of money is the root of evil. So for those of you in Europe and other parts of the world, mostly Europe, I don't think very many sub-Saharan Africans watch the Big Bear. They're too busy throwing shit at each other. No offense, sub-Saharan. No offense. Your average IQ is 75. But for those of you in other countries, first of all, this is how you know when there's a baby boomer in a car. When it says baby on board, 10% of the time it's a baby because no one can have babies anymore because they're in crippling debt because of the baby boomer. So you usually when you see baby boomer, think that when you see baby on board, it's emotional baby. And so to help you understand, here's a little sketch called Baby Boomer. I haven't named it. Here we go. So for those of you in other countries, you have to understand how vile this entire generation of people are. And save it. Save it when you people start saying, "Well, I'm a baby boomer." Guys, I'm technically a millennial. Do I appear or act anything like a millennial? People born in the 1980s are technically millennials. What about me screams millennial? Nothing. I'm more... I would compare myself generationally more to people in like 1830. Nothing about me is a millennial. When people mock millennials and when people generalize millennials and when they talk about millennials, do you ever hear me say, "Hey, wait a minute, man. I'm a millennial and I happen to grow my own food and I have my own children." And guys, save it, boomers. When you say, "I have a boomer dad who is a good man," and God, just shut the fuck up. Okay, here we go. You're an honorary Gen Xer. I'm right in the line, Gen X and millennial. And I don't have any qualities of Gen X either. Do I appear to be the Pearl Jam type who wants to check out of society and not give a shit about stuff? Do I seem very goth to you? No. These are generalizations. When you say chair, you know, it can mean a lot of different things. So just save your fucking words. When you say, "Hey, I'm a baby..." Okay, I'm very passionate about this because to see people that I formerly respected not forgive their children's debts when they were groomed into a lie, that's biblically evil. That's like finding out your wife is pro-abortion. I'm a little fucking fired up about it. I'm going to tell you a story about me and Amy too. We came to a really good place in an argument recently that I want to share with everybody. I think I figured out one of the most valuable things in the entire world that no one seems to understand or honor anymore. And we're going to talk about it because you know me. I'm not just going to put you in despair. I'm not just going to bitch. Guys, they're not going to let you out of the debt. Let's just face reality. What I'm saying won't do shit for what the government does. Your rulers will keep you in the field, nigger. I'm a field nigger. You're a field nigger. We're free-range slaves. And you're not free until you know that. But please don't become a house nigger. Don't take on your oppressor's views. The house nigger is so much worse than the field nigger's free when he knows he's a field nigger. I pay my taxes. I only go 9 miles an hour over the speed limit. I'm a field nigger. Once you know you're a field nigger, it's like, yeah, no, I pay the IRS. I pay the massa. Fuck those Jews, right? And you sing and you have kids and you develop your own fucking culture. The worst is the house nigger. Those are the people that go, it is, you should spend the next 40 years paying back your scam debt that I got you to have because you need to understand accountability. You've taken on the role of the fucking slave driver. The house nigger was worse than the slave owner. Just, I'm 65 and you're a breath of fresh air. Love your show. Exactly, dude. I'm a millennial / Gen X. Do I appear that way at all? Don't say the N-word. I'm black. I'm going to assume you're joking. Dude, Owen, you've lost your mind. Want to know a more offensive word than nigger? Necrophiliac. Nigger is just a euphemism for a black slave that no longer exists in America. You know, it's also a term of endearment, or it just means like, you know, someone under the thumb of an oppressor. Necrophiliac means you fuck dead people. So when someone says N-word, I would be more offended if someone says, hey, Owen, you're a necrophiliac. I'd be like, I don't fuck dead people. If someone said you're a nigger, I'd be like, I know, April 15th, every year, I fucking pay my dues. I am forced by law, by gun to head, that if I don't pay, I die or I go into a little nigger cage called the fucking jail. And people say, oh, don't say the N-word. You're a house nigger. Don't think for one fucking second that you're moral because you don't say the word nigger. You've accepted your oppressor's views of you, you fucking house nigger. Okay, check out the boomer sketch. And it's about your relationship with your own soul. Roe v. Wade is probably not going to be overturned. Your debts are probably not going to be forgiven. But when you speak truth, the young generation knows they have people rooting for them. They know that they can have kids. They know that the world doesn't hate them. When you say abortion's evil, you're like, a girl could overhear you and say, I should keep the baby. A man could overhear you and say, yeah, that isn't good. My instincts were right. We should keep that baby. The government doesn't define you. They're your slave drivers, and we are field niggers, not house niggers. So the rest of the world, if you want to understand the psychosis of the American baby boomer, because they're exploding everything, here you go. Listen, I'm a boomer. I don't have to take shit from anybody. I've been living on debt and Social Security for over a decade. Why? Because I earned it on that cold planet up there. That's right. I did that. Me. Because I'm a baby boomer. I believe anything anyone ever tells me. And I have so much money and weird guilt that I'll just give it to Candace Owens because she's a black girl. And we all know those black girls, we need them on our side. And if we show those niggers that we're nice to one of their own, they'll vote our guys in, and we'll take down Pakistan.
Hey, guys, I just banned Pinder. You know Pinder, the old bear that said he was really sorry because of the moon landing and came back, the Jew in Texas? And he was like, Big Bear, I'm really sorry. Can you let me back? And I'm like, I was right. I was wrong. I just caught him saying, is anyone going to tell him he's misquoting the Bible? No, that's in King James, Jew. You are now trying to fucking invert again, Pinder. Is anyone going to tell him? Hey, Jewish Pinder, bye-bye. And guess what? Next time, you're not allowed back. Okay? You fucked up last time when I talked about how the moon landing was a hoax. Okay? And you said you were sorry, and I let you back. And now you're fucking trying to subvert again. Why would a Jew want people to not forgive debts? Well, guess what? You're gone now, Pinder, and I made a mistake forgiving you, you stupid cunt. It's in fucking King James version. And you know that, Pinder. Overbear showed it to me. First was said, dude, I forgave a Jewish man. And then he came back. Who's going to tell him that he's misquoting the Bible? Get the fuck out of here, Pinder. Bye-bye. So long. And I forgave you after last time you fucked up. And then you come in and try to invert and invert and invert. Bye-bye, Pinder, you stupid Jew fuck. And everyone watched me forgive you once. Last time you did the same shit. It's in your nature, isn't it, Pinder? Pinder Puffer. God loves only the Jewish people. We are the special boys.
But as Dennis Prager says, if you think you are special in your own area, if you have any sense of nationalism, you are evil. Trust me, because I'm a Jew. I am a special chosen person by God. Your inversion has no place here. Pinder loves Banner. Pinder's gone. Pinder's never allowed back. I forgave him once, never again. I caught him. I caught him sneaking in the comment section going, is anyone going to tell him it's not about debt? He's misquoting the Bible, said the Jew. The fuck out of here. Based in bear-pilled. Yeah, the new thing is bear-pilled. A verbal mauling. It keeps people from violence. And do not prove that you're an animal. Do not get violent. Ban them. Ban them. Don't associate. Don't take the loans. Pay back the debt. Just know that we love you and we support you. You're not alone. You're not pushed against the wall. You're not on your last leg. You've just begun. You've just begun. And your freedom is in acknowledging who owns you financially and why it doesn't matter, because that's not your God. Money isn't your God. Trump isn't your God. Obama isn't your God. Only God is God. And once you know that, you're free. It's a tight road, you know, speaking truth, but that's it. And then at that point, people can say anything they want, but you're imprisoning yourself because the devil makes you accept it always. Terms and conditions, terms and conditions, terms and conditions, right? The student debt thing, and people are like, I'm not a socialist. Guys, the fucking colleges should pay it back. But Obama bought the debt. It's very complicated. Right now, the universities have almost $1 trillion in endowment that they sit on like dragons, tax-free. They should repay the people they scammed. They mugged our kids in a park, and you're defending the fucking muggers. All right, we're watching the baby boomer sketch again. Pinder is never allowed back again, ever. He was trying to subvert again after he fucking apologized. Guys, you know how many people apologize to me all the time and then they do the same shit over and over again? Hey, Big Bear, you know, sorry for calling you a bigot and a, you know, that you should be put in prison, but it turns out you were right, you know? Everything you said was right. You were just a year ahead, so my bad. Can I come back? Sure. I post something else. You, sir, belong in prison. And then 6 months later, hey, Big Bear, you know, I'm homeless now and I cut off my own dick. I'm really sorry about everything. Can I come back? No, you're gone now. Get the fuck out of here. The most valuable thing in these communities is trust. And I'll get to that. It's the most important thing in marriage. It's the most important thing in economics. It's the most important thing in this community is trust. Trust me. I trust you. And if you break that trust, you can get the fuck out of here. All right, let's watch the boomer sketch again without Pinder and his little fucking Jew tricks. I forgave him. Know that. I broke bread with that Jew in Texas. I opened my heart to him. He tried to subvert me twice. Fool me once, shame on Jew. Fool me twice, same on the shame on me for the Jew. Listen, I'm a boomer. I don't have to take shit from anybody. I've been living on debt and Social Security for over a decade. Why? Because I earned it on that cold planet up there. That's right. I did that. Me. Because I'm a baby boomer. I believe anything anyone ever tells me. And I have so much money and weird guilt that I'll just give it to Candace Owens because she's a black girl. And we all know those black girls, we need them on our side. And if we show those niggers that we're nice to one of their own, they'll vote our guys in and we'll take down Pakistan. How dare you go after Crowder? How dare you? My generation putting men on the fucking moon. We got sucked at Woodstock so much you wouldn't have even believed it. And we could get sucked off at Woodstock and smoke joints and fucking crush. In our spare time, we became astronauts. What have you done, millennial? Except just eating our scraps. What have you done, youngin'? I'm 65, and how dare you go at Crowder? Listen, when you sang "That Nigger Stole My Bike," that's the type of comedy America needs. You know, just straight up, a nigger and a bike. But when you go after our own, and by our own, I mean Israel, and I mean war,
I'm 65.
We went to the fucking moon. I mean the hoodly daddle.
When you go after those elite astronauts that could keep a secret for 50 fucking years, you know how much booze Buzz Aldrin had to drink? The man's insane. Who the fuck do you think you are? I'm a baby boomer.
Listen, we've been in Afghanistan for 25 straight years, and I know all your friends are mysteriously now dying of heroin, but we gotta find Bin Laden.
Okay, so someone's saying round up the Jews? No! Guys, I hold these boomers more accountable than the Jews. If you have a child in student debt, and he went to college because you told him to go to college, and now you're saying, you got to pay back the college debt, work at Starbucks till it's done. And he's like, Dad, I want a family. My wife has to work. Our kids are being indoctrinated. When I was your age, those people sold their own. The Jews aren't even, they're not selling out their own like we are. The Jews are telling you, we have a country. It's called Israel. We have a nation. We're special boys. We're Jews. Okay. That being said, take my loans. And you are so much more culpable for being one of these motherfuckers. It's like, our kids need to learn a little something about respect. Pay back the loans. Well, they can't have kids. Oh my God, Owen fell into blame the boomers. You're now gone, milkman. No, it's an attitude. And I've only seen, the majority of them are boomers. Millennials, which I technically am, millennials / Gen X, the millennial malaise is they didn't understand the internet. It hit them so hard. They're just in a basement masturbating and they're just vacant, just believing anything anyone tells them. Gen X were kind of tapped out. They're like Pearl Jam, fucking, you know, movies about, you know, just people sulking. Generation Z is like, forgive our debts or we'll kill you. You know, the greatest generation was not the greatest generation. They, forgot to teach their kids about God, responsibility, hard work. You know, they're called the greatest generation because it was named by the people who own you. They were the greatest, the best generation. My favorite generation is the silent generation. My mom's. They were really cool. Yeah, good people. I also kind of like Gen X, even though they're very, they're just kind of over it. You know, Gen X almost reminds me a little bit of like goth kids where they're like, whatever, nothing matters. My dad is secretly cross-dressing at home. And the boomer dad is like, I do what I want. When I want to wear panties, it's not a big deal. And of course I had to divorce your mother. I have needs and wants and appetites. And so does she, goddammit. But no, the world's great. You just have to understand that you're... Here's the thing. Here's the thing that I always want to explain that I don't think other channels always explain. This isn't despair. You are not defined by the government, by the media, by Hollywood, by any authority in a fucking lab coat that you don't know or trust. Your will, the things you tell yourself, the things you tell your friends, the things you speak out loud, define you. And they allow you to get you through really horrible times. You know, imagine the Dust Bowl, right? If the Dust Bowl is kicking up and people say, we deserve this Dust Bowl. I mean, God damn it, when I was a kid, you should just starve. No, you say, man, this sucks. We got to get together and beat this Dust Bowl. You know, it's like, speak truth. It's like, this isn't dust at all. This is gender inequality. You know, when you're lying to yourself, when you're lying to others, that is what puts you in a state of mental despair. When you don't know that there is reality, there is good and evil, there is God and Satan, there is right and wrong, there is truth, there is love. You know, when you understand that, these things are very, it frees you. It frees you. It doesn't enslave you. It's one of the biggest paradoxes in the world is you're not free till you admit you're a slave. Right? You're like, no, God damn it, I'm a sovereign human. I'm an ANCAP individualist. Hey, sorry, ANCAPs, but none of your thoughts work at all because our entire economy, none of it is supply and demand. It's all based on debt, power, war, and lies. So in your little fantasy world, just like the communists, in your fantasy world, you can, you know, market forces, the invisible hand sets prices. No, it doesn't. If that were real, CNN would be out of business. YouTube would be out of business. We would have unlimited free energy. None of that is real. So just put that to bed. Islam wants a nation. They already have a nation. They have several nations. Want to know who needs a nation? Who needs to admit they are a nation? Christian Americans. Guys, when you condemn your own children into unpayable debt and they can't have a family, you are submitting to your oppressors. There's an argument that the caste system in India is the result of debt, usury. That people started entering castes because they could never pay back the debt. Debt will grind your civilization to dust. Forgive it. Guys, I'm not, here's the thing. This will blow the mind of evil people. I've noticed this when I left Hollywood. I've noticed this over the years. There are people that cannot conceive of a human being doing or saying anything that doesn't benefit their self-interest. When I left Hollywood, people didn't understand it. They thought I went insane because they didn't understand that putting your children and family first, is possible. So they thought I was either running a scam or I was insane. Those are the only two options. That's why I always be wary of binary situations, right? Right now, I'm witnessing the same thing. People are like, I don't want to give you any free money, motherfucker. I'm like, I was a janitor in college. I had scholarships and my parents paid the rest. I don't have $1 of student debt. I don't want the government to pay for my health insurance. I have to pay a ton every month for private health insurance. I just don't want the government to have socialized health care. Pharmaceutical companies and the government have merged. So like a pill in Europe that's 10 bucks is $1,000 here. So it's basically an unwinnable situation. That's why I've now committed to eating very healthily and thinking clearly, because that causes dementia when you lie to yourself. And, exercising, being outside a lot, because I don't trust hospitals anymore at all, right? And right now, when I'm saying forgive the youth's debt because they thought they were doing the right thing, they were scammed by people who hate you and own you. You know, your posterity will not have children because of this. And you say, oh, I'm not giving you free money, communist. You're motivated by envy. You are motivated by envy, not me. You are holding on to your money like you earned it. You didn't earn it. You didn't earn your money. That's on the backs of the future of your kids. We have $150 trillion in liability debt. The future debt, whatever that's called. Not liability, promissory debt or whatever. Your current life is vampirically sucked from the future. You didn't earn your fucking house. So get off your fucking high horse. How's this for rhetoric? Unfunded liability, exactly. And by the way, when you're a good person, when you forgive the youth, it'll benefit you in the long term. Because if not, our entire economy will absolutely implode. Your greedy little shit hands will read Psalms, guys. Your evil, wicked desires will ensure your own disaster. I'm not in your world. I'm warning you. There's a good chance I will be at over zero by August. Not because I'm making money, because I'm selling nonsense. From the time I was a kid, I always wanted to be the one who saw the Ponzi scheme or saw the evil or saw what was coming and got out before everyone died or everyone lost all their money. I'll tell you a story about trust. Okay, so yesterday, I showed you this, right? So, Ursa Manor, the bear cave where I'm currently sitting right now, me and Wally turned it into a camping area. So we had s'mores. By the way, real quick, if you stop eating sugar and stop drinking alcohol and eat really well, if you have like one s'more, dude, I feel kind of like shit today a little bit. Like, you got to kind of stick with that. Like, once more, my body is rejecting poison now. It's crazy. But it's still fun to do s'mores with your son. I don't regret it at all. So anyway, you know, as the sun starts setting, he's three. He's not quite ready. We had George out to, you know, chase away any critters and stuff. But, you know, he missed mama. We had a great time. We told stories. It was a really good bonding thing. But we went back inside. And Amy hasn't gotten much sleep in 3 days. None of us really have, but she's been suffering a lot more than anyone else because of Charlie teething. And, you know, when you have little kids, some nights are just wiped, right? And so today, me and Amy got in an argument that it showed me a lot about what matters. And it ended up being amazing. We had an amazing and loving and affectionate talk. But, you know, I was telling her, like, you're too underslept. I don't want, you know. Just be nice, you know, and I'll be nice. And she was like, I'm just, what am I doing? I'm like, is everything okay? You need a nap? Like, can I help? Like, what's wrong? She's like, nothing's wrong. I'm like, just, okay. So just, you know, be a little nicer. She's like, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything. It's all in your head or whatever. And it got to the point where I'm like, it's been a couple days now. Just be pleasant. You know, and there's two ways to look at this. I know there's a lot of ways to look at it. I should be understanding that she didn't get a lot of sleep and, you know, people get in moods, blah, blah. No, I am understanding. But being good to each other is very important in a marriage. And we got in an argument, but by the end, she was like, you know, thank you for protecting me from stuff and fighting for us. Because she's very protected, you know. And the other day when she went to a park and she saw, it's a child's park for children, little children's slides, and there was a gay pride parade with the black stripe of pedophilia right on the flag, and it was in the park. And she was horrified, and she called and complained, and she didn't take the kids to the park, and she saw these drag queens and you know, thongs and stuff, and she was like, thank you for fighting that. Like, I know, because I don't share a lot of this stuff with her. You know, like, I don't like just go back in the house and start ranting. I want her to have a peaceful, loving life. Like, I like to protect my wife. And so, and my life is very, very stressful at times. I get death threats. I get an extreme amount of enemies and, you know, volatility, attacks, shame, all that shit. It gets wild. And so I've always followed that no matter what happens, she's my wife. And if I'm in a bad mood, I still, when I see her, I make eye contact. I smile. I tell her I love her. I'm happy to see her always. We eat together. We pray together. We always sleep next to each other, and I'm as loving as I can. I don't put my world on her. And so all I was saying was, because in the argument, you know, and listen, I don't even want to share this stuff, but I realize this is my role. You know, I have so many enemies. People cut this up, be like, proof, Owen hates his wife. His wife's going to leave me. I get it. My role is to be pretty transparent with my life, to show young people what a life actually looks like. And there's a lot of problems that come with that. I know that this will be cut up and used against me, and I don't, it's fine. I've accepted that. So let me tell you about our argument and what happened and what is important. So she's underslept. I'm underslept. You know, and I'm like, let's be good to each other. And she's like, well, what am I doing? And I was like, I don't want you driving. You're so underslept today. And she was like, I think you just want me to be in a good mood for you. And I was like, you think that about me? And that kind of hit me, you know? And I know she was just tired. And we started, you know, we got in an argument. In the end, what I told her and what we came to is I'm like, the most important thing is you need to always trust me and trust my motivations, trust my love, trust that it's not about me when I'm saying these things. It's not about that. It's about the whole team. You know, it's about I'm the captain. And it's not because you're subjugated. It's not because you're under, it's like you can't have two quarterbacks. Or else everything falls apart. It goes God, man, woman, child, back to God, man, woman, child. It's not a straight line up and down. It's a circle. And I do my job. You have to do your job. and then we can raise our children properly. And the proof is in the pudding. Our kids are sweet and kind and active, and they have focus and they're smart, you know. So I see that it's working. And so it came down to us and it got to the point where she was like, sometimes I need to know that you love me. And so I then told her about how much I love her and just our life story. And it was a very moving, very good argument. You know, arguments are part of life. You have the masculine energy and the female grounded energy, and together it's that loop. But if you have a lot of masculine energy, there's some sparks. You know, there's arguments. It happens. It's part of the loop. And we connected deeply on this argument, and it became not an argument. It became a reveal. It became an apocalypse. Apocalypse means a reveal. It doesn't mean the end of something. And the important thing is trust. That she has to always trust in me as the quarterback, as the captain, as the leader of the family, as the protector, and that my motivations, even if I'm wrong, my motivation is always service to them and always protection and always good. And that way, the assumptions of anything but that will always result in catastrophe. And because I naturally am more, I'm like that. Women, I think, are slightly less like that because their media, you know, what they've been shown their whole life, no matter how much they trust you. Like, my wife quit her job because she said, I trust you. You know, she got her master's in engineering because she was told, don't trust a man to support you. You'll become subjugated. And she looked at me and she said, I trust you. Her biological dad left her when she was a kid. You know, it's like, she had trust issues with men. And she, one of the biggest compliments she ever gave me was, I trust you enough to quit. And so trust is everything in a marriage, everything in economics, everything in communities, because you could see someone make a mistake. You can have someone say something. When you lose trust, it all falls apart. All. I trust in God. That's the man's job. Don't trust in money. Trust in God. Trust in what God told us. Trust in what good is. Trust that there is something more than this. That this is not just a power grab for stuff. And if the man does that and the woman trusts in the man and the children trust in the woman, you can have a beautiful life anywhere in the world, in any condition. You can be riddled with debt. You can be riddled with, you know, people can be trying to climb over your fences in South Africa. You know, you could be in just really hellish conditions. You know, you can have global homo parading all over the place. But if you have that trust, you can build a higher fence. You can educate if your kids trust you, you can say that's wrong out there. You know, a lot of parents that don't have the trust of their kids because they weren't around their kids, they sent their kids off to an institution, the authority isn't them anymore. So when they say, oh, there's only two genders, they say, I don't even know you. Who are you, dad? I don't know you. And the dad says, but I'm your dad. I work for you. He goes, no, you work for yourself, boomer. You work so you can get more shiny shit and you can get a better car. You know how many people told me that my children would disavow me and be disgusted by me because I'm a failure and all this? When my kids grow up, they'll look at a man who is in movies, television, and left that to give them a better life. Gave up his Audi for a Chevy. You know? That's love. That's the opposite. You know? And it's like, trust. I don't trust the economy anymore. I don't trust the government. Not that I ever really did, but why do you? So now that the economy isn't your God, now that the money isn't your God, now that Trump isn't your God, I'm glad Trump won. Hillary's a cunt. Trump's funnier. He's not doing it. You know, some I was talking about how there was less immigration under Obama, and people were like, yeah, but the economics are growing under Trump. Imagine if someone, okay, this is what I'm trying to make comparisons so people understand how absurd that is. Trump ran on building a wall, closing the borders, bringing jobs back to America. Okay, the fact that there's more illegal and legal immigration coming into America, whether they're just running across the border or welcomed in, you know, people can lie to themselves all they want. That's like saying, okay, I promise to get rid of all the people in this party. You know, I come home. Why is everyone's like, please, can we get rid of all the people? No, okay, I'm the exterminator. And I come and I say, I'm going to get rid of all the ants in your house. They say, great. I'll vote for you if you get rid of all the ants in my house. And I say, that's why I'm here. You know, it's time to get rid of the ants. And then 2 years later, there's more ants. And what do I say? Well, there's more pizza now. And it's like, yeah, I mean, ants are attracted to pizza, but your whole job. It's like, yeah, I mean, come on, what am I going to do? It's more pizza. There's no pizza now. But there's more ants now than when we hired you. It's because someone brought in a pizza. And they're eating the pizza. Obviously, it's not my fault. Who brought in the pizza? And Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi. Guys, it's that retarded. And so people are like, just trust the plan. Wait for... No, Trump failed. He failed. Okay, that isn't despair because you love God. You don't love Trump. Trump's a man. Trump's a flawed man. I think he meant well. I do, truly. Some people think Trump was always a puppet. There's all planned. No. I think Trump wanted to fix America. I think Trump is a patriot. I think Trump saw what Obama did and he hated it. I think Trump got into office and realized he has no power at all. Can't drain the swamp. You know, he probably can't see as much as we can. I bet he's surrounded by people lying to him all the time. You know? That's okay. I don't think he's evil. I don't think he should be impeached. He's a president. I hope he wins again. But he didn't do anything. And he revealed what the system is in that level. And you can either buy into it. You know, you can be a black guy who, no matter what Obama does, thinks that Obama has your back because of his skin color. We all know how retarded that is, right? Now realize you're doing the same thing if you're saying that it's not Trump's fault in the last 2 years he didn't help close the borders because the economy's better. That's the dumbest thing and then those same people won't forgive the debt of their children. And then I realized I'm surrounded by yet another group of idiots and evil. You know, when I was in LA and I realized that people thought abortions were good and that kids should be trained to be gay, I was like, I thought I was around open-minded liberal artists. People that were like, I'm not going to tell you what to do and you don't tell me what to do. We're just going to drink and listen, I don't want to be married. My parents didn't get along. We're just going to have sex with people that we find attractive and we're going to, you know, say what we want on stage. You know, that was the pitch and I bought it. And then I realized I was surrounded by monsters because it slowly creeps up. Well, you got to pay that piper. You got to pay that piper. Now I'm seeing it with the Republicans. The same people that I thought were all about free speech and America first and all this shit. They're like, can't make fun of Jews and, immigration has to stay open. But Trump brought homosexuality to Africa. And people call me a turncoat. I've not pledged loyalty to Donald Trump. I have loyalty to America, my family, God. I'm more loyal to America than I am Donald Trump. You think I'm loyal to a bunch of Republicans? Dude, George W. Bush signed the Patriot Act. Bunch of fucking jackals, dude. And this is not despair. This is freedom. You know what goes through groomed kids' heads when imagine someone grooms a child for sex and they treat him like the special boy and they treat him, you know, and they say, this is all you know. This is what you should do. This is blah, blah. And the child starts seeking validation from that person. You know, it rewires their brain, makes them all fucked up. Okay, at that point, when they get older and they say, you aren't my master. I'm not attracted to you, old man. You made me watch pornos. And he goes, no, if it wasn't for me, you never would have gotten your own baseball mitt and no one would have, you tricked me. Does that sound like despair to you? No, that's freedom. Look at an old man who tricked you when you were a child into thinking that he loved you and you loved him. And then one day you wake up and you say, you aren't my master. I don't want to fuck you, you sick old
fuck? Okay, that is the government. That's the banks. That's all of it. That's the education system. So why am I the bad guy for telling you to open your fucking eyes to the grooming? We raised our kids to tell them they should go to college because that's how you get a family and a good job. Well, they graduated with debt and no wife and no future. And you want to keep them there. You want to keep them in that basement watching pornos with that old man. They were kids. You disgust me if you think that. And there's a reason. I understand how you could have thought that before, but not after understanding it. Understand what it is. Those kids weren't taking out loans for high tops, getting crunk, getting that Rolex. They thought they were framing their future to be good Americans. And now they can't have kids or a job. And the woman had an abortion in college because everyone says, you got to get your degree. You got to get your degree. You can't drop out with a baby. She now killed her own kid. She's in debt. And you want her to stay in debt. Fuck you. All right. Let's open some bear mail. Jesus. Drinking some coffee here. All right, keep telling the truth, BB. Thank you. So true. All right, cheers. You guys are liking it. Someone said spiraling. Well, you're now gone. Those are the people trying to keep you in that basement. And that's a choice. It's a choice to stay in that basement. It's a choice to, because you're so horrified that you could have been tricked, that someone preyed upon you. You can't admit the truth, and then you create your own prison. Well, guess what? Just admit it and move on. It's not a big fucking deal. I used to be a liberal. I used to work in Hollywood. My own father is a college professor. They started it. Not my dad didn't start the scam. Administrators, Rockefellers. Rockefeller started the whole SUNY system, backed by bankers. Hey, by the way, WASPs, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, leave it to the Jews for the scams, okay? You're not very good at it. And now they've created a generation of slaves. Fucking move on. Look at that old man in the eye and say, you fucking tricked me. I was just a boy. And when all the neighbors say, oh, make him no responsibility. If it wasn't for that guy, no one would have played catch with you. The murderous rage that puts in people, you can't comprehend. Especially these boomers. You don't know what it's like to be Generation Z and realize that since you were a child, you were sexualized by Target and the media and all these people as their parents ignored them for money. And now you're going to tell them they have to pay back their debts. They want to eat your throat until the blood fucking gives them a baptism.
Oh, but Big Bear, you're speaking emotionally. Economically,
if you keep this up, you will not have an economy. Read the Bible. It's right there. Forgive the debts, and then they can forgive the debtors.
Finally, some honesty. Dude, I'm honest every fucking day. And you know what? Want to know who appreciates that? My wife. Because when I tell her I love her, when I tell her that she showed me something I could have never seen, she allowed me to become a man. Because I would have just, I didn't know. I thought women were trying to trick men into monogamy. That this is an honor. This is for her. My gardens, my fences, this life, being near her family. This is an act of love from me because she is my love. And when I tell her that, she believes me because I'm not a liar. The most important thing you can have is trust.
People are like, oh, I heard some girl said you fucked her and blah, blah.
Yeah. My wife knows about that. I used to be a pig. When she met me, I was a machine. I was a touring stand-up comedian who didn't think monogamy was a trick. Now ask her. She knows I'm never even alone with women out of choice. She knows I don't watch pornography. And it's not because of submission. It's not because she made me. It's because I didn't know this world existed. I was never evil. I was never trying to hurt people or like, you know, I thought marriage was a scam. I thought it was a trick. I thought it was a way to put two people in a house to hate each other for decades. That's what I thought. I was reacting according to false information. She gave me a world in which I saw that there is no masculinity without monogamy, without family, and that running around having sterile sex with women that don't even give a fuck about you, that's childish nonsense. And people try to shame me. Do you know the shit I've been through? You know the shit my wife's been through? We have an honest love that you can't imagine if you think you can do that to us. All right, thank you for this. This is a good super chat. Dear Owen, returning some value for your value. It is costly when you don't know you're being lied to, so thank you for pursuing truth. Can I be verified as Don't Lie to Me Bear? Welcome, Don't Lie to Me Bear. Thank you for sharing your comedy and for making us laugh. Anytime. Welcome, Don't Lie to Me Bear. I'm only going to order open three and then I'm out of here. And that's why people have stayed with me for so long, even if they disagree with me. I've said stuff that makes people cringe if I don't know something yet. They stay with me. Why? Because they trust me. Bank and trust. Guess what? They don't have the trust anymore, huh, Jews? You lost it. Because our high trust society got tricked too many fucking times. We're not going to take your vaccines anymore.
Oh, take the vaccine. I mean, take the...
The government killed 250 million people in the 20th century. Vaccine comes from the root word vaca, cow. Yeah, I'm fucking good. And you can try and shame me all you want. My kids had vaccines because I was wrong. I wept when I realized that it was probably poison.
Dear Mr. Benjamin, I'm a baby boomer, awake, and you are sorely misinformed about what transpired with the baby boomers. You need to research what happened before you judge.
Right in the fire. Several pages. Save it. Save it, cunt. Guess what? They didn't even send me a super chat. Classic boomer. All the money for himself.
Listen here. I'm not going to send you a super chat, but I'm going to make you read several pages of my explanation about why you're...
Guess what? It's now in the fire. It's kindling, you stupid fuck. You didn't even send me a super chat because you're a greedy old cunt. And you think that I'm going to read your words? Do you understand that advertisers... To read one thing would be like $10,000. I do this because I want to give people a voice. Not you, baby boomer. You greedy old bitch.
Dear Owen, I'm writing this letter while listening to one of your streams and cannot tell you how much you have influenced my life in such a short time span. It is relieving to know that someone shares thoughts and morals similar to mine. I believe more people need to hear from a masculine perspective. I'm a young woman trying to find inner peace while paying off a massive school debt.
By the way, real quick, do you understand how much warping is around the school debt now? Do you know why? That's why colleges all went to shit. That's why there's no more IQ tests. That's why they'll accept everybody and it's about bigotry, homophobia, white men. It's a Ponzi scheme. They need more investors because they're running out. They're going to start taking plants. You can give a plant a fucking social security number, they'll take it. It's not about the hatred of white people. It's a fucking simple scam. Guys, it's a pyramid scheme. Open your fucking eyes. Forgive the debt. Do I look like a bleeding heart liberal? Do I look like this is coming from some sort of naivety or ende? I am a fucking killer. Forgive the debt.
Your path to abstinence, whether it be alcohol or bread, is very similar to my path. I personally have removed sugar, alcohol, caffeine, dairy. I'm still crushing caffeine. And dairy, it's goat milk, but it's still dairy. And most carb foods for my life after realizing that I was addicted to all of it. Oh, and that, by the way, that's what causes cancer. And cancer treatment isn't trying to treat you as much as you think it is. By the way, and when you speak truth and you think truth, you can see so much of the world that others can't see. And not only am I not like going out on a limb, some of the things I'm saying that you think sound crazy are absolutely true that anyone should be able to see, and you can't see because of your own lies. And it was essentially destroying my already non-existent digestive system. It hasn't been easy, and emotional eating still haunts me. But you are right when you say it is all in the mind. It is the routine, the tradition, and the yeast that haunts you to go back to your destructive ways. Dude, the gut biome is alive. The yeast system. However, once you cross the line, it is like feeling like you've been setting yourself free. Guys, I have so much energy these days, it's insane. I had one s'mores last night because of my epic camping expedition with my son, and I fell hungover. Like, don't feed the yeast. I'm so fired up today because this is an emotional topic for me. I'm not going to lie. Grooming is, like, seeing the comments on Instagram, it's haunting. Seeing people like, no, these youngsters need to understand accountability, and they need it. Grooming. And it's the neighbors not saying anything. And guys, people that have been through this and have come out the other side hate you for it. They hate you for it. All the neighbors that turn away, you grow up and either become a monster or you know what the fuck it looks like. People are like, why don't you just relax, Big Bear? Have a drink. Sure you want to say that to me? Thank you so much for continuing to share your family, your adventures, and your words. I sent you a package a week ago. It contains yerba mate, a type of tea, and I hope you will try it. I bought it from Whole Foods. If you can't consume it in order to practice caution, I understand, although I hope you give it a try. It is a healthier alternative to coffee. Well, I get some pretty sweet coffee. But I get what you're saying. I'm also American. We're coffee guys. I drink a lot of water, yeah. You don't have to read the letter enclosed in the package on the stream, but please read it. If I could tell you how many realizations I have made and how much you have helped me to get where I am now, this letter would be 10 pages long. Good luck with your homestead. I hope to one day find a man that shares the same energy and passions as you. Wish me luck. Keep on crushing. Sincerely, Anna. Can I be verified as Radio Bear? Welcome, Radio Bear, or Berkeley Bear. Welcome, Berkeley Bear. That makes a little sense about the debt. Which one do you think is better? I like Radio Bear. You're not defined by Berkeley. Welcome, Radio Bear. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I do have a package I'm going to open. One second. So what's your opinion again? Do you want to say LMFAO again? I'm just kidding. For those of you just listening, I was holding a giant war knife. I love having Pinder gone. I never trusted that fucker after he went off about the moon. But, you know, it's about forgiveness. But then when I saw him trying to subvert the Bible, that tricky little Jew, I broke bread with him in Texas. He apologized and he didn't learn his lesson. They can't help themselves. Oh, this is sweet. I don't know what this is. It looks like linen. Wool, natural bedding. All natural sleep solutions. Let me read the letter. Dear Owen and Amy, I'm a wife, mother of four, and the head seamstress for a natural bedding company. You sound awesome, obviously. Pinder's in the bin. Pinder. Pin. I don't know. A vet sent this to me. He said he used it in Afghanistan. It's called a shrade. Fucking awesome though. It's wicked sharp. I noticed Amy likes to sew, so I wanted to bless her with fun stuff to play with. I also made a harvest apron with our organic twill. I like the word twill. That I thought would be perfect for your family. Look on Pinterest to see how to use it. I'm a Catholic convert from an amalgam of liberal, atheist, new age silliness. Boy, have we all been lied to. It's disgusting and maddening. I love your perspective, and I love that you love Jesus. Oh, and by the way, so admitting lies doesn't make you despair. This person went from an atheist to literally spinning wool. So Just let's all rejoice in the having no more Pinder. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Right, in King James, it's forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. LMFAO, am I going to get banned? Yes, just for testing me. You're banned. You shouldn't test me like that. All right. I've been telling people about E. Michael Jones for years to no avail. I think people went on Wikipedia and saw the dreaded anti-Semite word. Yeah, well, that's all ending. Ben Shapiro now will have like 5,000 thumbs downs and 1,000 thumbs ups. Guys, the word is out on our small-headed, retarded friends. It's not even... The secret's out. We all see the scams now. And by the way, you cannot blame evil on Jews. That's a mistake. Pray for the Jews. I pray for the Jews now. It's like I've been using comedy and just fun stuff to slowly wake people up to what a lot of these people are up to. Because if it hits you all at once, you'll feel violent rage, which is terrible. If you prove you're a farm animal, they'll put you in an even smaller little goat pen. Please do not do that. Please don't complete the cycle. The cycle is you find out the scams, you beat them, you hurt them. They use that for the next round of scams. Please don't. Pray for the Jews. Pray they find Christ and build. Like, praying for your enemies is real, guys. Pray they find Jesus. Don't, because that allows you to see them for what they really are. If you hurt them, you're hurting yourself. It's like punching yourself in the face. Ben Shapiro has been outed. Guys, no one get... Iran showed it. This Iran thing, that's why everything's under God's providence. This Iran thing showed Dennis Prager and Ben Shapiro for the warmongers that they are. No one is into this war. So everybody that's still doing the scam, everybody that's still like, well, I mean, how do we respond to shooting down our robot plane? We got to kill a few hundred Persians. It's so obvious now that that's how God works. It slowly unpeels the onion. I've seen it for a lot longer than a lot of you guys have. So I'm trying to help you guys land the plane without full-blown Jew hate. See them for what they are. They're smut-peddling loan sharks who want you to fight their battles, right? So what do you do with a smut-peddling loan shark that wants you to fight their battles? You stay away. Just steer clear. Don't sign on the dotted line. Don't watch their pornos. If you just run up and start beating them, you go to a little tiny jail cell, and now they have more kindling, the kindle fire. Guys, these words, once you see it, it's unbelievable. They have more kindling for the next fire, and it'll burn you. Forgiveness is huge. Guys, this is coming from a flawed man. Like, vengeance is the Lord's. That's the only path. And now that people understand what a lot of these small hats have been up to, the lies are they took your kid's future with scams, but they made us accept it. They made our parents accept it. They made our teachers and our local, business owner. We signed. And that's why we're not allowed to kill them. You got to learn. You got to take it. You got to feel just, Guys, I mopped up shit and puke to pay for my student a lot of my collegiate days. I'm down with forgiving college debt. I was a fucking janitor. And there are boomers that are like, well, yeah, whose parents paid the whole thing? My parents paid for some, but I had the college athlete scholarship because I played lacrosse and had high enough SATs. And I was a janitor. I used to clean dorm rooms in the summer. But yet these fucking people won't forgive debt. I was like scrubbing puke and condoms and shit. Like, forgiveness is huge. Pinder does not deserve forgiveness anymore. And he's a Jew. I'm to the point where I don't even really want Jewish friends anymore. It's almost like I've accepted trickiness, where it's like, oh, great. Except for like Goldstein at this point. They've all just proven to be sneaky. And I'm so not into sneaky anymore. Say yes means yes, no means no. Still paying, but that's okay. Dude, we're all paying some way. My wife has $80,000. I'm not asking the government to pay that. We're all in some sort of Jew debt. We bought the lie that our parents told us. I bought a mortgage, a house. I have hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. I'm not asking for that forgiveness at all. I'm asking we forgive the youth. I will be able to pay off my debt. But I want the youth to be forgiven. The 25-year-old that can't pay. Do you want to create a radical? Do you want to create somebody who wants to burn the system? It's insane. She's new to all this, so she's always calling me now to talk about, hang on, my friend, a fellow Catholic mom of 8, turned me on to you. Oh, thank you, friend. And even though I used to send her videos of EMJ, she never listened until you started talking about him. Unbelievable. She's new to all this, so she's always calling me now to talk about what we've heard on your stream. It's amazing the range of demographics that you reach. What you do is so unique and authentic. God bless you and your family, Amy. Yeah, it's just a long life of honesty. It's just like, even when I was horribly wrong, the time I believed it. You know, I used to tell Amy when we first met, I'm like, a man is designed to pump. I was such a fucking moron. I believed it. I was like, jizz, you know, there's 100 million sperm pressed against our balls. That's why I did that joke. I wrote that joke about that. Pressed against our balls all the time, just trying to get out. And they know they're dying. It's like the Holocaust in there. They just want to get out. And women only have one egg a month. Just one egg, sits down there for a few days, no neighbors, gets a nice house in the country. This is the projects. Let us out of the projects. I got to pump, right? That's true, but it's no justification for not being monogamy. You know, it's like, that's true. Like I have 100 million sperms trying to get out of my balls all the time. Women have one egg a month and they're like, oh my God, why are you so like, why are you horny? Why do you got a boner? It's like, because I have the projects in my balls and you have a big house in the country. It's like the boomers. It's like, why doesn't everyone just relax? We went to the moon. It's like, how am I supposed to relax? I have 100 million soldiers that want to storm a beach. You know, that's how I was. I wasn't like tricky and like a womanizer. I wasn't like one of these, like, you know, how to trick a woman into having sex with you at all. I was just like, I have balls and you don't understand that. And then I'm like, oh, if I aim all that energy, all that jizz strength into my family, my woman, my wife, I can make people and food. I still have insane jizz strength, but it's all just condensed into like this world. I'm not going to fucking waste it on just a random, I'm not going to waste it in Iran. You know, you don't want your dick to have the foreign policy of America right now where it's like, you know, where it's like, I have all these soldiers. I might as well storm Iran. It's like, no, keep them home, America first. The ball cost. Yeah. I'm going to drink this and then call it a day. When I was young, my boners had boners. I'm not going to get into it. But just quit watching porn and eat better. You will never have erectile dysfunction. That comes from diet, dehydration, and watching pornography. It's by design. It's also from stress of debt. I'm pushing 40. My boners have boners. Like, fucking... Everyone's like, I don't know what's wrong with my dick. I just watch about 8 hours of porn a day, and I just drink a lot of diet soda. It must be, I'm suing you for choking me up on the Holocaust joke. Unless you pee your pants, I don't even take any joy in it. You know, people write to me from these streams. They're like, dude, I was laughing so hard, my fucking stomach hurt. I'm like, unless you piss yourself, fucking keep it to yourself. Unless you literally urinate in your pants, I don't even want to know. It's not a laugh to me. Never trust food that does not grow in your own garden. Right. Don't trust a woman that isn't in your own bed every night. Don't trust any woman except for your wife. Don't trust food that you don't create or someone else, you know. This is a beautiful time to be alive. It's reaffirming what life is. It's a lot smaller than people wanted, these narcissists. You know, it's like... Your life is your neighborhood, your family, your prayer. It's not the fucking stock market. It's not the Supreme Court. You want to know how you beat abortion? You never encourage an abortion. Speak out against abortion. Create a world in which it's as if they're like, well, there's legalized, jamming a hot poker in your dick hole. And some people are like, yeah, but the youth. Don't lie to your kids. Forgive your kids. It's like, we got to figure out if the Supreme Court will overturn dick hole poking. Just don't poke your dick hole. Your will matters a lot more than you want to understand. When you feel like a little grain of sand on an infinite beach swirling in infinite galaxies, that was by design to make you feel small. Your soul, your will, your voice matters tremendously. Like just one person speaking something honestly can change everything. There's 5,000 people watching. I'm an unsponsored, despised, shamed man in a field. By the way, unauthorized.tv, join unauthorized.tv. It's going very well. I just talked to Vox today. Things are happening. We're designing something really cool for it too. And people seem very happy with it. Our feedback has been a lot better than it was in the very beginning. But I realize now those are all trolls. Always caps at 5,000. It doesn't let... Yeah, it's fine. I don't care. It is what it is. Admit you're a field nigger and you're fine. Yeah, my massa won't let me go over 5,000 on here. That's all right. That's why we built unauthorized. You know, the field nigger goes, oh, you deserve it. You deserve it. Oh, it's because you say hate. Oh, I'm a field nigger. I'm one of those old school slaves that was in the field just cranking cotton. It's like, swing low, sweet chariot. And the house nigger, like Ben Shapiro, is looking out at me like, oh, I bet he has a huge dick. And I'm like, fuck you, house nigger. He's like, fuck you, field nigger. He's like, I sided with the Federal Reserve. You deserve being in the field. I get special privileges. They give me lemonade. That's what Jews are, by the way, is house niggers. They're not the massa. They're the house nigger. That's why you can't blame the Jew. They're just trying to get extra perks. They're like, oh, I'll get some lemonade. Oh, if I sell out the people. Oh. Owen is a Spartan poet. That's hysterical. I love the movie Life. And you're a Christian? Yes, Misty. And now you're a band. You're not banned from watching. You just can't talk anymore. I don't think women should vote. Let alone talk in my fucking... It's a privilege and an honor to be able to talk in this chat. You know? If someone named Misty wants to be like, oh my God, you're a Christian? Misty, you shouldn't be able to vote, let alone talk in my fucking chat. The women here are very respectful and very nice. And they would never say something like that at all. And it's a privilege. It's an honor. I've done a lot of work to make sure that this chat isn't full of Misties. It normally says 16,000 after. Yeah, I don't even pay attention. I'm honored and privileged. Cheers, Cactus. Yeah, it's like, get the fuck out of here. Women voted in every bad thing ever. The only female voting bloc that I like is married to Christian men. And guess what? Those women usually are like, women shouldn't vote. It's insane. And man, yesterday when I said animals don't have souls, people were like, you're not a Christian if you don't think God's creations have value. I'm like, not only do I think God's creations have value, I'm a farmer and I have goats, ducks, chickens. I was so disturbed by someone hurting my duck and my rabbit that I hunted a weasel and beat him to death with an axe. What did you do today to be an animal rights person? Animal rights is the removal of humans' rights. You understand that, right? When you say animals have souls, all that means is humans are no different than animals. I have deep honor and respect for all of God's creations. You want to know why animals, how you know animals don't have souls? Because you don't put a wolf in prison. Think about it. And if you don't understand that, it's because you're a fucking retard. When a wolf kills, you don't put him in a prison. Why? Because it's a wolf. and wolves don't have free will. When my dog, George, killed one of my favorite bunnies, I did not punish George because he was doing what dogs do. If a human being killed my bunny, I wouldn't, like, kill the person. It's a bunny. But, like, I would be like, what the fuck are you doing? And if you still want to argue with me about the morality of animals, go ahead. But you don't put a wolf in prison. When you deem somebody doesn't know any better, you've removed their humanity. That's what people did to blacks with affirmative action. They reaffirmed their absolute slavery. When they say you can't get into college on your own, it was to expand the scam. They needed more debt. So it's time to get that nigga debt. But what they did removed the free will and the humanity of blacks, because even if they got into college, everyone looked at them like it was given to them from a slave master. It's very disturbing stuff. The funny thing is I'm infinitely less quote-unquote racist, which is a nonsense idea, than all of these people being like, we need to help Darnell. He can't get into college without our help. Fuck you, white cunt. Let him earn it. And then when he earns it, you can look at him and know that he's very intelligent. Instead, you've removed that ability for all black people. Because now when someone says, nigga, I went to Harvard, I'm like, nigga, you got a free degree. Whereas if there was an affirmative action, I'd be like, wow, that black guy might be smarter than me. Right? I mean, it's obvious. But if Shapiro hurt your bunny, he wouldn't have to hurt my bunny for me to want to punish Shapiro. Exactly. Exactly. It's insane. To admit there's differences and that people like to be around people like themselves is not racist. It's true. The only people that want to do that to you are slave owners and house niggers. You know, like Dennis Prager and Ben Shapiro, who are house niggers, who are like, oh, if you want to be around people that you like, you don't get your own free will. You have to be around anyone we send to you to get more debts. Oh. That's not the root of evil. Those are house niggers. Do not accept their fucking debts. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Debt will... I think I just got stung. No, I didn't get stung. Oh, and can you freestyle? No. I'm not black. Racism is a lie? No, there is racism. Racism means you think you have the right to go to another nation and kill them because you're better than them. The only people doing that right now are Jews. Actual racism means you think you're so superior that you can go to someone else's land, kill them, and take the land. That's why I didn't like what Hitler did in Russia and some of the Eastern satellite states like Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. You know, the whole Germanic expansion, that to me falls under racism. Not the shit that you're told about Hitler, but the... Like, what the Jews are currently doing is by far the most racist thing I've ever... It's what racism is. Saying you don't like being around black people because of how they talk, that's not racism. That's obvious. Who the fuck wants to be around people that say axe instead of ask? No one. Who wants their daughter to marry a black guy? The odds that they'll be abandoned is 95% statistically. But that doesn't mean we get to go to another country and kill them and take their land. Only Jews do that. You know? Nail on head exactly. Yeah, that's what racism is. Racism means you think you're so racially superior that you get... I don't think I'm racially superior to, like, let's say Cambodians, right? I don't want to live near Cambodians because I don't like the smell of curry and I don't like men that are short. I just don't like being around it. They freak me out. I think they're going to kick me in the shin. I don't like the stench. Now, do I have any right to go to Cambodia and take over their little shitty villages? No, because there, that makes total sense, and I would be a total asshole. I don't think I'm better than them. They probably don't want to be around giants who like goat milk. They probably, dude, a bunch of Indians and fucking jungle Asians told me that they think white people smell weird because of milk. You know that? That's real. There's some parts of the world where they think whites smell weird because we drink milk. You don't like curry? I do like curry. I don't like stench. I like to eat curry and then not smell it. A lot of these jungle Asians think that we stink because of milk. Is that hysterical? So if they don't want a giant who stinks of milk, fine. That's fine. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. We just don't want to be around each other. The Jew would say, oh, we got to take over. Oh, I'm scared. I'm going to take it. We're the special boys. Oh. Dude, I'm so sick of them and their way of life because we did it to ourselves. We accepted, but it was because of our trust. It's because we were part of a society that didn't understand how depraved human beings can be. That when someone says, oh, we're trying to help you. Oh, sign on the line. Oh, it's like, oh, God. All right, I'll close on the boomer bit one more time, and then that'll be it. It's cheese? Yeah, dude, I know black people that make fun of the way our hair smells. I think black people smell like peanuts. I know a lot of black people think white people's hair smells weird. That's not about superiority. The only people that act superior are Jews. They're like, they call themselves the chosen people. Ta-da! By the way, I will be going to Antarctica. I'm obsessing. I want to know what the fuck is going on in Antarctica. I'm going to wait till my kids are a little grown and I'm getting Amy pregnant at least one more time. Hopefully 4 kids, but we're working on it now. And then I'm going to Antarctica. I will report. I will live stream from there. I will show you guys exactly what the fuck. Black people smell like cocoa butter. That's because they add it to themselves though. They use cocoa butter to get that crunk, to get that ashy crunk. They actually do smell like peanuts. Oh my God, aren't you worried the stream's going to get taken down? I don't internalize the will of my oppressors. Everyone knows black people aren't the ones offended. It's Jews. Everyone knows that what I just said would make black people laugh. Everyone knows that. This isn't a secret anymore. When they're like, yeah, that nigga's hair smells like milk. Look, guys, it's Jews that are offended. And I don't give a flying fuck what Ben Shapiro wants me to say. He's lucky I don't give him a wedgie and a noogie and piss on him. I would piss on that little fucker. I would. I heard black people say white people smell like bologna. Yes, and I believe they smell like peanuts. And then we laugh and everyone high fives and it's fine. Then the Jew walks in and says, oh, you don't get to say that. You don't get to say that. Take this loan. Listen to this rap. Everyone cut off their dicks. It's like, no. Hey, Ben Shapiro, get the fuck out of here. I think my neighbors are starting to get a little weirded out by my yelling. Here we go.
Listen, I'm a boomer. I don't have to take shit from anybody. I've been living on debt and Social Security for over a decade. Why? Because I earned it on that cold planet up there. That's right. I did that. Me. Because I'm a baby boomer.
Never went to the moon.
I believe anything anyone ever tells me. And I have so much money and weird guilt that I'll just give it to Candace Owens because she's a black girl. And we all know those black girls, we need them on our side. And if we show those niggers that we're nice to one of their own, they'll vote our guys in and we'll take down Pakistan. How dare you go after Crowder? How dare you? My generation putting men on the fucking moon. We got sucked at Woodstock so much you wouldn't have even believed it. And we could get sucked off at Woodstock and smoke joints and fucking crush. In our spare time, we became astronauts. What have you done, millennial? Except just eating our scraps. What have you done, youngin? I'm 65, and how dare you go at Crowder? Listen, when you sang "That Nigger Stole My Bike," that's the type of comedy America needs. You know, just straight up, a nigger and a bike. But when you go after our own, and by our own, I mean Israel, and I mean war. I'm 65. We went to the fucking moon. I mean the hoodly-daddle. When you go after those elite astronauts that could keep a secret for 50 fucking years, you know how much booze Buzz Aldrin had to drink? The man's insane. Who the fuck do you think you are? I'm a baby boomer. Listen, we've been in Afghanistan for 25 straight years, and I know all your friends are mysteriously now dying of heroin. But we gotta find Bin Laden.
All right, someone just wanted the Robert Kraft one. And of course I will do it. Hang on a second.
And please send this to a friend who doesn't understand what this debt situation actually is. And don't think I'm trying to make them pay with their goddamn tax money. I would prefer if the universities paid. And it doesn't matter because I can't force anyone to do anything. I'm a field nigger. But you have to understand that your will matters when it comes to your soul and how your mind works. If in your mind you think that the youth need to pay back all of that because they should and they shouldn't have children or get a job with this useless debt, you're destroying your own soul. And that's your decision. But I'm trying to help. I'm literally trying to help you think. There we go. Just don't lie to yourself. Don't seek forgiveness and authority from people who hate you and lie. It's very simple, guys. There we go. This is the Robert Kraft one. And I just re-uploaded the Chinaman and the Jew if you want to watch it on my YouTube.
So, how did we go from massage parlor sex creep to awarded by Israel? Here we have Robert Kraft, the small hat, with Benjamin Netanyahu, another small hat, after he had been, call me a crazy detective, but typically when you're caught getting a hand job from an underage girl in a parlor after you paid her money on video, you then don't get some sort of prize. Old Small Hat Kraft is going to use his $1 million to give it right back to the small hats to fight anti-Semitism. Because the owners of everything have to make sure that the people they own don't ever make fun of them. He has pleaded innocent but has issued a written apology. That makes no sense. And it was on camera. He was humiliated. And then the Jews gave him money and awards. Who? How did this all work out? How can someone issue an apology and claim to be innocent simultaneously? Who? What are these small hats up to? How? How can someone be sorry for something that they claim they did not do?
Someone said, hey, I'm a boomer, and they had me by the ankles. They told me we needed these lollipops. Yeah, and you're cool. That's all I'm asking. Guys, I'm technically a millennial. Do I seem like a millennial? It's just when you speak in general terms, like a lot of black people smell like peanuts. There's going to be a black guy that's like, hey, man, smell my skin. I don't smell like peanuts. And I'll be like, yeah, you don't. You don't smell like peanuts. It's like, so stop saying we all smell like peanuts. I'm like, well, the other nine over there absolutely smell like peanuts. So, no, of course I won't. And by the way, the black guy that doesn't smell like peanuts is the first to admit that they all do smell like peanuts. Because when you stink like peanuts, you can't smell it. And so when someone doesn't smell like peanuts, they're like, yeah, dude, I'm black, and I've always wanted to point out the fact that these niggers all smell like peanuts. I hate knowing we ruined our kids. You didn't yet. It's always fixable. Every moment of every day you can get off the train. Every moment of every day you can get off that. It's not over. It's never over. Like, as you're dying with your last breath, you can say something true. It's like, don't feel that this is despair at all. You didn't ruin your kids. Think about all the stuff that we've been through. Right now, we're going through an era of deception, right? There's been eras of plague, eras of conquest, eras of upheaval. You know, monarchies collapsing, Mongols coming in, you know, decimating people. You know, Vandals, Visigoths, Ostrogoths. You know, it's like Romans, all of it. It's like, accept it and thrive, right? As I said that, I got a bee. I think a bee just stung me in the eye. Owen smells like Axe body spray. I mean, you either got to work on your insults or you just are like, you have Asperger syndrome. You just say random things. It's never too late to do the right thing. Always, always.
And guys, you don't know how this all works. If I didn't have a good decade of hedonism, I might have settled down with someone who wasn't Amy, and Amy's the love of my life. So it's like, I don't regret anything. You don't know how it works. All right, I gotta go. I love you guys, and subscribe to unauthorized.tv. No, I don't love all you guys. Some of you guys I can't stand. But a lot of you guys I love. P.O. Box 727 Gig Harbor, Washington, if you want to send me a super chat. I have been demonetized. Or if you're a boomer, you can send me several pages of why I'm wrong on boomers with no super chat, and I can immediately throw it in the fire. Yeah, comment, hit the like button, do all that stuff, because I read a lot of comments before I take down these videos tomorrow. But have a great day, and forgive. You know, forgive the debts, and they'll forgive the debtors, because they didn't know what they were getting into. Don't be a greedy fuck. And don't say that that's socialism, because what... And by the way, I'm not endorsing Bernie Sanders. That old socialist Jew shouldn't get anywhere near public office. But what he said was true. And don't let politics split and divide everything where everyone's half right. What Trump says and tweets is great. Love it. What he does, terrible. He doesn't do anything. But what he says and what he promises and what he points out, yes, Trump. And then he doesn't do any of it, right? And so it's like... Just identify, don't let a human being define your fucking future. Truth. All right. Much love. Stay hydrated. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. And if you're in crippling debt, you know, it's all good. We're all rooting for you. Have a family. You know, you don't need lollipops and fancy pants. Get off the train. You were robbed. It's all good. Admit it. Move on. Don't let these people fucking define you.